Buongiorno, la signora Naomi Colussi. Can you tell me something about your grandparents?
My grandmother and grandfather were born in Italy, in Pofara, down in the Colvoli. My grandfather was in the Colvoli. My grandmother, my nonna, was up in Plungdimariz. Mm-hmm. They had 6 children. My Aunt Lucy was born in England because my grandfather went to England to work. He did the repair works in Buckingham Palace with a tile and terrazzo. Now, this is on my mother's side. And my Uncle Sam, the oldest one, was born. He was 2 years old when they went up to England. And my Aunt Lucy was born in England. And they were there for a couple of years. Then they came back. And then in the meantime, my grandfather came to America. Now, I don't know exactly the date. And left my grandmother during, it was the First World War, with the kids over there. And they were practically starving. You know, it was so bad. But my grandfather came over here to find work. And then he went back again. And then that's when my mother was born, the third child. And he was there for a little while. And then he came back to America to work and still save money. And then he went back again, and my Uncle Gene was born over.
Oh, really?
So then with that, my grandfather then came back to America. And my mother, then he sent for the family. My mother was 9 years old when they came to this country. And after they were here, then my Aunt Louise was born, and then the baby. My grandmother, I think, was almost 48 years old when she had the baby. But then he died when he was 2 years old. He was born in 1926. So then my grandfather here, he had his tile and terrazzo business, the Philadelphia Tile, which is located in Chestnut Hill on Germantown Avenue. He was in business with Louis Chinesia, which would be Roman, Rico Roman, and then Joe Peraglia, I think, was like the estimator, but then he went into the business. And then Ansel Rosa, they were in the bank. That's on my mother's side. My mother then... Now, you want to know about my father now, that side?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. My father was born in Pofara. And he was about 8 or 9 years old when my grandfather, his father, went up to Germany because there wasn't any work.
Mm-hmm.
And, went up to Germany and he worked there for a while, trying to make money, but he wasn't sending, this I think is a funny story, I think they should know this, he wasn't sending money home.
Why?
Well, I don't know, he was having a good old time, so he wasn't sending money home, and my brother Badante, which would be his brother, which he went and he went to Pofara, and he got my grandmother and my father and my aunt and took them up to Germany. And my grandmother was the one who got him. He was a jolly old fellow, my grandfather. He loved the world. He treated everybody. And he, you know, he worked, but he spent all his money. But it was my grandmother who really got him with the business, and they did very, very well. And with that, then after that, then my Uncle Sam was born, and then and Emma. So my father was raised in Germany until he was 18. And then Badante, his uncle, had him come over here. And he's the only one from the family that came to the United States. But he didn't know my mother over there, even though they were from Pofara and the Colvoli, you know, they were very close, but he didn't know her, but he met her here. And then they were married here.
Oh.
And that's how that came about. And out of that marriage, I was born. And we lived with my grandparents because it was the Depression and there wasn't any money. And it was tough for people to find work. So we lived on Moreland Avenue, 109 East Moreland Avenue. We lived there till I was about, 9 years old, and then we moved across the street to 114. And my mother went to Moreland Avenue when she was 9 years old and never left Moreland Avenue till she got sick and had to go with my sister, which my sister came along after 15 years when I was 15 years old.
Doesn't your mother tell you something about her journey?
Her journey? Oh, they came over by steerage. And what happened, she didn't see the whole time, she didn't see my grandmother. My grandmother was so sick, she was in the infirmary. And they let her keep my Uncle Gene because he was little. And another teeny Marcolina came over with him. Because his mother, I think, had passed away then. Mm-hmm. And he came over with them, and they were all together. But my grandfather, the ship hit a barge or something, and they thought the ship went down. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather, they thought, you know, they were all gone, but they survived. So, but she said they were so sick, it was awful. My grandmother was so sick when they got here. When they got here, they stayed with Romans on Willow Grove Avenue, and until my grandfather built the house, and then they went into the house where I was raised also.
And how was our first years here?
For my mother?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a little hard. When they went to school, she couldn't speak a word of English. And she met this French woman, girl with her age, and Simone had just come from France, and neither one could speak well in the school, so they used to walk around together holding hands. And then my mother and she were friends to the day they both passed away. All those years. Yeah.
And what about the job of your father?
My father, when he came over, he went right in with the tile and terrazzo because he worked over there, you know, with his father. Mm-hmm. But he went all through school up until, my mother never finished school. Where my father did, my over there. My father went all through school. In fact, we found out he went to Catholic school. I didn't know that. But then they were married here, and then they went over on their honeymoon. That was the last time my father went over and saw his family. So he would he would write back and forth, but that was the last time. And they were over there almost a year. And that's just before, like, Hitler was coming into power, because they were married in 1929. See, and I was born in 1931. And my mother wouldn't stay. My grandfather wanted him to stay with my uncles to stay in the business. And my mother said, no. She said, you can stay, but I'm going back. Mm-hmm. And she came back. And so was my father. And then my father never went back again. But we always, you can see by the pictures and all, always kept in contact, writing back and forth. But I never knew my grandfather and grandmother on my father's side. But with my grandmother and grandfather on my mother's side, being raised in the house, I spoke with Lan until I went to school.
What do your parents say in Furlan? Do you remember some sentences they say?
Oh, like when she'd get mad at me, you mean, or something like that? Through the bastard to rise.
Yeah. In the house, they speak Furlan?
All the time.
All the time.
Simply. Favela Furlan. Yeah. Simply. And Kula Nona. Simply Favela Furlan. Simply, yeah. And,
do you remember something in Furlan?
Come up.
Do you remember something in Furlan? And
come on.
Something they say often. No.
I can't. My father, my Nonna used to sing the little songs.
Yeah.
Mariutina. Mariutina Yeviti Su Suka Le Giorno Suka Le Di Mariutina, you should sing that all the time. But my father used to sing a lot of little songs to me in German.
Yeah. Ah, really?
Uh-huh. But I don't really, because my, you know, I swayed the eye in the back of the eye, and that's about it. But, yeah, Nonna used to tell us a lot when she was, my Nonna used to tell us a lot when she was little, and then the earthquake came back then, mm-hmm. and then the church up in Plungamuth East was demolished, and she was little, and she used to, when they rebuilt the church, she used to help carry the rocks up to help build the church. Yeah.
They talk to you about their life in Friuli?
Oh, yes, how hard it was. And then my mother used to tell us about her Nonna, that they used to love to sleep with him. But the beds were made out of straw, and they used to have to go outside and go up the steps, you know, at night, and it was cold, and they all crawl in with the Nonna in bed. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I don't know what else to tell you.